As I said at the outset of our service this morning, we are beginning a five-week study on the theme of mercy. According to one commentator, mercy is found in the scriptures over 300 times, both in Old Testament and New Testament. It's a word that we use often. We use it in our liturgy. We use it in a lot of hymnody. Certainly, we read it in the scripture. But oftentimes, if you ask people, well, what does mercy mean? People may struggle to figure out what is the definition of mercy. For our purpose for this five-week study, we're defining it as a compassion and forbearance given to another even when they don't deserve it. A compassion or forbearance given to another even when they don't deserve it. Forbearance, I love that word. You know, it's patience. It's putting up with. Sometimes that's an act of mercy. And we're going to be walking through these 5 weeks, and we're trying to lift up different themes that are merciful, acts of mercy, ways that we show mercy, experience mercy. And today we're talking about forgiveness. And not so much our own forgiveness, but what it means to forgive others. And forgiving others is an act of mercy, an act of compassion and forbearance to another person even when they don't deserve it. That's a good definition of forgiveness as well. Forgiveness is hard. It is hard. St. Peter asks Jesus, okay, how many times am I supposed to forgive this person? Seven times? Now, that was, you know, that's the way it was recorded. My sense is that Peter said something like this. Okay, Jesus, how many times am I supposed to forgive this jerk who keeps hurting me? Seven times? Now, there's some meat to that way. I like that one better. And Jesus says, no, 77 times. In fact, in another translation, it says 70 times seven. Now, when Jesus says that, he's not meaning that when you get to the 78th time, you can stop forgiving. He is basically saying, you just keep forgiving. Now, that seems crazy in our way of thinking. But this is where we get confused about what forgiveness really is. Jesus goes on and he tells this story, made-up story, about a king and a slave. The slave owes him 10,000 talents. A talent at that time was about a year's worth of wages. 10,000 talents. You're talking, you know, about $1 million, that kind of thing. That's the kind of debt the slave owed the king. And so there's this reckoning. The king wants to be paid, and the slave comes to him, and he falls on his knees, and he asks for forgiveness, and the king forgives the debt. The king wipes the debt clean. He erases the debt. You no longer owe me a dime. That's what forgiveness meant in that situation. And that's what it means for us to forgive someone. When somebody has hurt us, when we forgive them, we're saying to them, basically, I've erased the debt. You don't owe me a thing. You don't have to do anything to make up for it. You don't have to do a thing for me. It's been done. It's undeserved. I'm forgiving you. Let's move on. That's basically forgiveness. Now most of the time, you know, if somebody that you really close to, a family member, child, somebody does something, and it's really minor, and they'll ask for forgiveness, and you'll say, oh, yeah, no problem. We've probably all done that. But then there are times when we are really hurt, when we're taken to the nth level, and that's when it's really hard to forgive, when we've been treated unjustly, when we've been made to suffer. When we, it's something that's really had an impact upon our life, and then you hear this word, you've got to forgive them, you've got to erase the debt, you've got to do that, even when they don't deserve it. That's hard, isn't it? One of the things that can make it easier to forgive someone is to realize our own need for forgiveness. None of us are perfect. We all need to be forgiven. And when we can humble ourselves and think about that in those terms, all of a sudden the idea of forgiving someone else isn't nearly as hard as it once was. Because we can think of ourselves and say, boy, I can't imagine if I were never forgiven, what it would be like. I need to find a way to forgive this person. I need to find a way. But a lot of times, people don't know what it's like to be forgiven, or they, at least they don't experience it, or they sense it or feel it. When people walk around and they don't feel forgiven, oftentimes they become very bitter, become very negative and judgmental and critical. They could become a hurting unit because they don't feel like they can be forgiven. I've heard it expressed this way: oh, Pastor, if you only knew what I have done, you would know that I could not ever be forgiven. I'm sorry, but I'm not that naive. And I was in a fraternity. Enough said, right? So I know a lot of potential for sin. And so, but I also know that God forgives everything, okay? But people hold on to that stuff. They hold on to it, and it just wrecks them inside. They carry all this hurt around. Some people, they wear it like a badge of courage. They're going, oh, look at me. I'm just so beaten down. I'm so hurting. And that's not the way God wanted us to live. And so when somebody hurts us and we refuse to forgive, we are deciding that we're going to hold on to all that hurt ourselves as well. When somebody hurts us and we refuse to forgive them, we're choosing to hold on to all that hurt. Okay? And guess who the hurt hurts? Us. It doesn't do a thing to the person who has hurt us. It doesn't do a thing to them. They go on their merry way. They have made a mess out of our lives. They've really made it hard for us. And they go on their merry way, but we're the ones left hurting. And we hold on to that hurt. It's really tough. It's tough, isn't it? But when we hold on to the hurt, the only person it ends up hurting is us. We're the ones that hurt, not the person who has hurt us. One of the things we have to understand is that we cannot control people who hurt us. We cannot control people who hurt us. We can only control how we will respond when we get hurt. We cannot control people who hurt us. We just came through the holidays. I would guess as you gathered together with family for Christmas, you know, there might be somebody in your family. I know some families are like that. I have one in my family. And when you gather as a family on the holidays, you know, I just pray, I hope, cross my fingers, please, please, can we get through this without him saying that? You know, anybody in your family like that? They can blow up a family gathering so fast by just saying something or doing something, and it's really stupid. You know, we cannot control other people. We cannot control when people decide to hurt us or to lie to us or to do something that causes us to suffer. We cannot control that, but we can control how we respond. And Jesus is saying, for your own health, forgive. Now, let me make sure that we all understand what forgiveness is and what forgiveness is not. Forgiveness is cleaning the slate clean. It's saying, you no longer owe me. It's done. It's over. It's in the past. But forgiveness is not trust. A lot of times people get those two things confused. They think, if I forgive this person, I have to trust them again? No. No. Do you think the king who forgave $1 million debt to the slave would ever trust him again with money? I doubt it. I doubt it. When trust is broken, trust needs to be re-earned. It doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes when somebody hurts us, the relationship is forever changed. It's forever stained. It may no longer ever be able to go back to the way it once was because of the trust that has been broken. Most of the time, when we get hurt by people we love, we love them enough, and hopefully they don't have a track record, but if it's just one time, we'll go back to trusting them because we're thinking, okay, it's just one time. But if a person has a track record of doing the same thing over and over and over and over, it's really difficult to trust them again, isn't it? But forgiveness is not trust. Forgiveness is saying, okay, I'm not going to hold on to this anymore. I'm going to let it go. And it may mean that the relationship will never be what it once was, but I'm moving on with my life. And I'm not going to sit here and carry this burden of hurt the rest of my days on this earth. I'm moving on. And the most loving, merciful thing we can do to for a person, even if we're not going to ever be able to salvage the relationship in the way it once was, is to love them enough to forgive, to just let it go, and to move on. I think that's why Jesus says the words that he says at the end of this lesson. I don't think God punishes us if we don't forgive. I don't think God sits up there. But I think God knows the self-punishment that we bring upon ourselves when we don't forgive. Because what we're deciding to do is deciding to hold on to all of that hurt and just carry it around with us day in and day out. Mercy. It is forgiveness. It's a compassion and forbearance given to another person, even when they don't deserve it. Amen.